My point is this, putting in notes this. When you have all of this energy in your body, and you put all this poison in it, the body can deal with a lot, but there's a point where it's threatening the quality of your life or survival. And at that point, the body jumps to your aid and says, we're gonna eject this stuff by any orifice we can find. We're gonna dilute this in any way I can, retain water, get rid of it, do whatever I can. I'm gonna create diarrhea. This poison is out of here. In other words, disease is the cure. You get that? Disease is the cure. And what most of us do, as soon as we start experiencing symptoms, is we try to jam that crap back into us, and we wonder why we don't have a quality of life long term. How many get this? Say I, if you really get this. It is the cure. You don't go, I caught a cold. You didn't catch a cold. You created a cold by your lifestyle. You've built up more poison. It's gotten to the point where your body had to get rid of it. Don't stop it. Let it flow. Augment it. Drink more fluid so the body can dilute and get it out faster. Get some rest. The body has more nerve energy and get it over it quicker. Don't stick something in there that's a virulent poison the body's got to deal with so it doesn't have any energy to get rid of the phlegm anymore. Don't dry up your nasal passageways and then wonder why you have problems later on breathing. Think about it. So in your notes, put down, disease is the cure. And a vital understanding of anything in life, this is what has made me effective in helping people emotionally, is this. The cause of my pain is rarely the source of my pain. See, most of us think as the cause is what creates things. The cause is the level that people see. The source, that's where it all happens. That's what creates the problems or the good things in your life. So we gotta deal with the source. And if we deal with the source, things change. Now here's what's interesting. We've been taught it's all germs. But now we go and we say, nope, according to the medical profession, it's not germs. What do germs do? Does anybody know? Why do we have germs? Are they important? We could not survive on the planet without them. Germs are scavengers. What germs do is wherever there is weakness, wherever there is waste, germs take down waste and break it down so that now it can be absorbed into the environment. You will find germs any place you find a tremendous amount of waste, period. I'll tell you, where do we get our whole theory about germs? Who gave it to us? What's his name? Louis Pasteur. Before Louis came along, what was the cause of disease? I read it to you earlier. What was it? Evil spirits. You were sinning, right? Those kinds of things. God had done it to you. So Louis came along and he discovered these wonderful organisms through his microscope called germs. He started noticing all these different biological forms. He identified them. And he noticed that when people were sick, that there were these germs there. And he went, there's the cause. We've never been able to see it before. Anybody went, wow, what a discovery. And from then on, everybody operated from that presupposition. And I'll give you a good way to understand this, a simple way. About 12 years ago, I went to New York City for one of the first times I ever went there. And I got there, and it was during the trash strike. Anybody remember this? Maybe some of you out there in New York will remember this. In Spring Valley, if you went into Manhattan, I'm sure you remember it. Because it went on, I don't know how long it had been on when I got there, but on the streets everywhere, there was trash almost as high as people. It was unbelievably gross. The smell was foul. It was horrible. And there was an unbelievable breakout of rats everywhere in the city. It was a bad time to be in Manhattan. But you know what's interesting? How intelligent would it be for me to come by in New York and go, oh my God, look at all the trash these rats brought here. You go, Robbins, you must be new. No, you see, we brought the trash here and that's what brought the rats because they feed on the trash. And I go, oh really? That's an amazing concept. Equally, it would be stupid to take someone who's died, open up their body, find all these germs and go, look, those rats, that's what killed the person. What killed the person was the toxicity built up, and what these rats did come in as a scavengers was to break it all down and feed on it. And yes, if you create enough polluted environment, you can get enough rats, they start creating their own excrement, and they make the problem worse. Same thing with microbes. How many follow the metaphor? Now, let me ask you a question. What is the traditional approach through the old paradigm of medicine, traditional American medicine, allopathic medicine, on how would you deal with the situation? You'd use the war metaphor. You would say, we must kill all the rats. And most people would agree with you, right? Because they go, look, those rats are making my life miserable. Because those rats get your attention. The trash also gets your attention, but the rats really get your attention. Because they move around and you can see them. So now you go out and try and kill all the rats. Let's say you're even successful. What will happen? more will come back. Why? Because you dealt with the cause of your upset, the cause with the rats, but you didn't deal with the source, which is the what? And the trash inside of you, the toxins are created by your lifestyle. How many get this?